good morning to Miss Instant Fantasy. Are you there?
Morena, yes I am.
Oh, hello. Instant Fantasy, how are you?
I am good. I'm keeping warm. I am excited. I got a lot going on, so it's cool.
Now, you do have a lot going on. In fact, you've got 3 shows going on.
I do. Why not, utilise the Coker space and the 103 sound system and Mr. Pintolo, and Pintolo, and go hard and do 3 shows in one day.
So, and this is for your EP?
Yes, so I re-released, in 2015, I released the Wet EP, which was a collection of 5 songs that I wrote under Instant Fantasy, and I produced it myself, made it myself. I'm really happy with it. And so it was 10 years later, and I was like, you know what? It's turning 10, I'm turning 40, let's go hard.
Okay, so now what can we expect for the show at Coconut? It's happening, the first one is tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, they're all tomorrow. So tomorrow, 3:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So, good spread for, if you've got kids, you can come to the earlier one. If you like to go out late, post-dinner, 7:30, a time for everyone. But what to expect, I will be performing the EP live. And also I've got some special guests, actually, very exciting. I've got me from 2015, so we've managed to use some time travel, some AI to get me back. We also managed to connect up with Andy Warhol from the past, quite amazing. Technology these days is just fabulous. And also, I know they're not probably an RDU favourite, but Lady Gaga has agreed to come and perform the end song with me. So,
What, really? That's outrageous.
We make it work. We make things work.
Oh, my
God. 2025.
Are you pulling my leg?
Well, she's there in a form.
Yeah. Oh, no, that sounds awesome. So it's kind of multi-sensory, is it?
Yeah, well, we've got Pintolo doing visuals, so there's going to be a big screen up in the space, lighting, 103 sound system. So it is, it's a show. It's a good show.
Wicked. It is. It's always great to have, sort of a music and sort of interactive live in this sort of the art gallery space, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think my EP, or the sound that I have as Instant Fantasy, is quite, it's softer than, softer, ethereal, people have used that kind of word. And in a bar space at 10:30 p.m, maybe not the kind of vibe. It works, but it's I wanted to try some other things out. I performed at Now Festival in 2017, I can't remember. It was up the north, in the North Island, on the northeast. I always have to do the northeast, southwest to figure out which coast, the west coast.
Yeah.
And the sun was setting as I was performing, beautiful. And I was like, oh, it was beautiful. And I was like, oh, this is, I want to try out different settings for my music. So, and performance, because it's art as well, which is always good.
Oh, amazing. And so after this show, what's next for Instant Fantasy?
Well, I've got CDs that I'm probably going to push everywhere. So that'll be the focus. I'm doing some performances. I might travel the show around, if anyone's looking. Mm-hmm. But also, I've put a lot of effort into the CD that comes with it. And actually, people out in the RDU land may remember Miss Rachel Morton, now Rachel Gunn. She actually wrote some liner notes for the CD, and I've printed it on Rosograph through Presto? Oh, no, they're called Voila Studios, but they bought the old MK Press Rosograph, and so we've got that printed out. And so Miss Rachel Morton, a.k.a. Rachel Gunn now, she's done some stuff for that, which is really cool.
Oh, wicked. So, it's quite a femme collaboration.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And so that comes with the CD. It's like a little inner that kind of turns into a poster as well, and it's kind of got all the notes on it. But it's a really special thing. Can I read a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It got me in all the feels. But here's one of the sentences. I recall Ototahi beginning to experience a rush. This is about 2015, so thinking about that time.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning to experience a rush of emerging artists across this period. This kind of ethereal sonic territory was being well mined by acts like Dopra and Motta, and Instant Fantasy was born out of the period of renewal. Nights were spent at Darkroom, Space Academy, and Log Recordings, yeah, and at the risk of claiming that we were bearing witness to some kind of seminal moment, looking back, I don't think we realised how special it was.
That's amazing.
I know. When I heard that and thinking about the rebuild and thinking about 2015, it was like, I'm really glad I'm celebrating that kind of moment as well in time. That sounds so cheesy. And maybe as I'm getting older, I'm getting cheesier and I don't really care. But, yeah, it's really nice to celebrate and appreciate those times and the effort that people put into things. Dang, if you're doing anything creative out there or just even getting out of bed in the morning, you know, well done. It's hard. Stuff is hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, a CD as well. So yeah, why did you make that decision to have a CD? I mean, can people still play CDs?
Well, my main reason behind it was because a couple of years, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, a man by the name of Neil Swiggs he actually asked me to burn a copy of the CD for him, and I was just like, yeah, I'll do it, and I never got around to it.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, that was kind of like the seed that was the... So, Neil, it's your fault.
Long-time listener, Neil.
I know. So, it was awesome.
No, it's your fault.
He's always... Yeah, he's always a champion of...
RDU.
Culture.
Yeah.
And RDU, the music.
Wicked. Now, how do people get tickets to your show?
So... They're being sold through Humanitix. If you go to my Instagram, which is at Instant Fantasy, there's a link there. You can go to the Coca website. You can search on Humanitix for the Wet EP. What else? Yeah, so those are probably the easiest ways to get there. And then you could choose which session you want to go to, 3:30, 5:30, or 7:30 p.m. Up to you.
Fantastic stuff. And so you've got the day off today. Well, you're setting up, of course, for your show. But
setting up. It's professional development.
It is. Professional development. I love it. So, hey, what do you do? Like, what do you have a ritual in the morning? Like, at all? Like, what's...
You know, my morning ritual is I get up. Before it got colder, I used to go for a wee run up and down the road. Nothing big. I then... So this morning I would do 10 minutes of yoga, 10 minutes of drawing, and then 10 minutes of guitar.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you have a morning ritual?
Yes, I do, actually. I have a shower and candlelight because I can't cope with bright lights and first thing in the morning. And it's actually quite nice. It's very romantic.
That's magic.
It is, yes. And like yourself, I try to do... I always have my candlelit shower, coffee, and then I might have like sort of 10 minutes like meditation, 10 minutes reading, and 10 minutes writing. So I might just listen to a song, and I'll just write the lyrics of that song. Like, yeah, and that's...
I love that. Yeah, just engaging in some sort of way that's in the moment.
Absolutely, it's all about being present in the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I hope people are present at the gig tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, I'm really looking forward to it, and so I'm going to play this track from you, which is I Don't See an Honest Man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what inspired you to write this?
Well, I keep a lot of notes, you know, in my phone. I always keep a little note, and I'll see a little sentence. And I guess it was coming towards the end of a breakup and just sort of looking at people and how I could be unfair on them. You know, you sort of put a judgment towards somebody, but then you're like, actually, I need to hold myself accountable for things that I've done as well, that sort of thing. And, yeah, I think pre-2015 I was in a bit of a, not an emotional spiral, but, you know, breakups were happening, trying to find new love, all of that sort of business. So it was very emotionally turbulent, whirlpool-y, all that sort of business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It never gets easier, does it? I don't think.
No. No, never. But you can choose, I don't know, can it get easier? You always give it a go. Just wake up every day, do the ritual and say, start again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very positive outlook there.
Look, I'm older and wiser.
Wonderful. So lovely to speak with you this morning. Thank you.
Always. Always a pleasure, Missy G. You're amazing.
And you're amazing. And we'll. I'm really looking forward to seeing your show tomorrow at Coke Gallery. Awesome. Fabulous. Here we go. This is Instant Fantasy. And I don't see an honest man.